You're listening to New Hampshire Now with Chris Ryan, presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council, and also this fall by Carter Hill Orchard.
This is New Hampshire Now. We're on 1450 at nhtalkradio.com. I am Chris Ryan. Appreciate you joining us for the program this hour of the show, brought to you by ARP New Hampshire, as well as the Concord Food Co-op. In this segment of the program, presented by Concord Orthopedics, experience the difference of true specialty care by going to Concord Orthopedics. For information, check out ConcordOrtho.com. We're at Concord Orthopedics right now, so we're joined by Dr. Ron Resnick, a foot and ankle specialist here at Concord Orthopedics. And Dr. Resnick, I have a question in regards to Saquon Barkley, the running back for the New York Giants, had ankle injury. When you see ankle injuries, are they generally injuries as a result of impact, or are they just things that happen because of the construct, wear and tear generally?
I think with most ankle injuries, the majority of them are more from kind of the type of mechanism and more of a twisting type of an injury. More of an impact would be breaks more in the heel area, in the foot area, but usually the sprain type of things are more of a twisting type of an injury.
The most famous ankle injury around here for the last couple of years has been the Gordon Hayward injury, which occurred first game of the season. The Celtics had all, you know, come together for the first time with Kyrie, and there's a lot of excitement. And first game, just a few minutes into it, he has one of the more horrific ankle injuries you'll see. And, you know, there'll be those injuries as well where you just don't want to watch them, particularly with the ankle, because the ankle goes and the whole body, it's just it's difficult to watch. And he is, you know, still trying to, a couple years later, get back to where he was before. So why is it so difficult for athletes to, you know, to regain their past agility and ability within the ankle?
The ankle has a lot of mobility, and with Gordon Hayward, he had a horrific fracture of the ankle. And that brings us to a typical question that people ask. Fracture, break, what's the difference? There, fracture and a break are both the same. So you break the bone, the technical term is you fractured the bone. Now, once you fractured the bone, what happens at the time of impact, and the reason that most people have a hard time getting back to 100% is that, particularly in the ankle, the injuries involve the joint. So as surgeons and physicians, we can put the bones back where they started, and that's usually the goal with surgery. And that's what they do with Gordon Hayward, but nobody knows, you know, at the time of impact, and a lot of times even at surgery, how much damage was done to inside the ankle joint, the cartilage. So most of the time when you have a fracture, a break around the ankle, you've injured the cartilage inside the joint. The other thing is you've also had a lot of soft tissue injury. And once you've done that, the fascinating thing about bone is it's really the only tissue in the body that when you break a bone, it heals with bone. Mm-hmm. The soft tissue around the ankle, tendons, soft tissue, everything else heals with scar tissue. So even in you do the best surgery, you put the bones back in place, there's still going to be injury to the cartilage. And most of the time we don't know how bad the cartilage was damaged. And plus you have the scar tissue, which is why when you've had an injury, there's always going to be a little bit of swelling. You usually don't get your full range of motion back. And that's why the athletes have a hard time getting back to the level that they're at. Now, the recreational athlete, most of the time they're able to get back to what they were doing. But professional athletes, it's a different class, and they just lose a little bit, and they can't compete at the level that they were at before.
You know, particularly in basketball, and I think you make a really good and interesting point there, which I want to expand upon. And are all ankles the same? And does each individual are they born with the same, you know, tendon makeup, the same ability from within the ankle? Because obviously there is different athletic abilities within each individual, and there's a lot of different things that go into that. One person is faster than the other. The most important thing for particularly a basketball player is that first step, and once you lose that step, you're going to have to redefine your game, or you may be out of the league. So are all ankles the same? Or is everybody starting from the same place? Or is there something genetic which allows for, you know, one person to be able to use the ankle in a different way to jump higher with obviously other aspects of their body, or to move quicker?
I think that's an easy answer. You're born with it. So, you know, some people just, you know, are born with the genetics to be better athletes than other people. There are structural differences. Some people have looser ligaments. They might have more, again, genetically predisposed to more muscle mass, different stability in their ankle. But in the end, it's kind of what you're born with. Now, I will, having had three kids go through sports, and I see a lot of sports injuries, particularly in younger people. The other thing that's really important is luck, mm-hmm. because the stresses on the body parts and the training and the 12 months a year commitment to athletics now puts a huge toll on the body. And not only do you have to have the genetic ability to perform at a high level, you have to get lucky that you don't get hurt, because you see these high-end athletes and they have an injury, and, you know, why did one have an injury and the other one didn't? And that just, you know, takes away their career. So the people who end up in professional sports, they're good, they're lucky too.
How about that first step, which is so important in basketball, you know, football as well? A lot of athletes, as they get older, will talk about losing that step. They just don't have that explosiveness that they had before. Why does that take place? Is it a wear and tear over time? Is it an age thing? You know, why do athletes lose that step, which is basically, it comes from the foot and ankle area?
Again, it's genetics. Some people don't never have it.
Yeah.
Some people have it for a while and then lose it. So again, it starts with genetics and then I think age. It, you know, we can't go on forever.
Yeah, we've talked about this with a lot of the docs here, that there's, you know, currently, particularly in skiing, we talked to Dr. Higgins about this, there's a significant investment which is taking place to try to figure out why injuries take place. And there's, in my view, franchises which spend a lot of money on player development, nutrition, and we're seeing big changes there, would be wise to invest in some of the areas of prevention as well. But from the foot and ankle area, obviously athletes spend a lot of time trying to strengthen, stretch, and to create as much durability as possible within their body. But there's not a lot of ankle or foot stretches. It seems like a lot of that is kind of still to be defined as to what can be done within those specific areas. Correct? I mean, you stretch your back, you stretch your groin, but the you do knee stretches from side to side. You can move your ankle around a little bit, but it seems that area is very much enclosed and kind of to its own fate. No.
Yes and no. Stretching your Achilles is really, really important. That's one of the most important things, particularly as we get older, to really stretch out your Achilles to try to prevent Achilles ruptures, tearing the muscle up in your calf. The other thing is there are a lot of strengthening exercises that can be done for the ankle. So when people have an ankle injury, we'll send them to physical therapy to work on strengthening the muscles to try to add stability to the ankle.
Dr. Fox will talk a lot about weight in regards to the knee. Is weight also an issue with the ankle, or is that weight issue absorbed by the knee and not passed as long much to the ankle? Do you see injuries that are related to weight as much with the ankle as you would with the knee?
Weight plays a part in everything. The knee isn't the only thing supporting the body, and the knee joint's a lot bigger joint than the ankle. So, you know, people who are overweight are putting a lot more stress on their ankle joint. So maybe not so much injuries, but definitely the wear and tear of the joints in the foot and the ankle. Weight plays a huge part. It also plays a huge part in how people do when they have to come to surgery, because as we're learning, there's people who are overweight don't do as well with surgery.
That is Dr. Ron Resnick joining us here at Concord Orthopedics. This hour, the program is presented by ARP New Hampshire as well as the Concord Food Co-op, and the segment of the show brought to you by Concord Orthopedics. We'll bring it back to Saquon Barkley and Gordon Hayward, where we started here. And you know, particularly in when high-level athletes have those injuries, you mentioned getting back to where they were. And you were also describing the fact that a lot of the high-level athletes are born with this innate ability. So are they trying to get back to the point where they have the innate ability, or do athletes build certain muscle memory within their ankles and within their bodies that allow for them to have a certain level of success that you lose as a result of the injury, or both?
It's probably a combination of both. They have the innate ability, and basically when they have an injury, the structures have to heal enough so that they can push those body parts to the limits that they're used to doing.
I think another big part of it, and this is not necessarily your area of expertise, but it's confidence. And you watch a player coming off of an injury, and it doesn't have to be a foot or an ankle, but they also, I think, struggle from the mental side of it and thinking that there may be something that they can't do, or they're concerned that they're going to be injured again. What do you tell, folks in that realm, or is that more of a sports psychology or another type of a area of expertise? Because I think that happens a lot where a person, if they go through a surgery process, whether they're an athlete or an everyday person, some are just right back into it, but some are exceedingly cautious and are worried that there's going to be an additional injury, and that has kind of changed their mindset.
It's only normal that once you get hurt, you're nervous, you're scared that you're going to get hurt again. So particularly with ankle injuries, we'll have people go back to playing with a brace on, taping it. I like a brace better than the taping. And the big question is that they'll ask is, well, when can they stop wearing the brace? And at that point, once they're healed, they're better. It really is more of a psychological thing. So I tell people to wear the brace, and they can experiment with the brace off, and it's basically when they feel ready to get rid of the brace. And what happens sometimes is they'll wear the brace and then they'll misplace it, or they'll forget to put it on, and they'll say, hey, I can do this without the brace, and then they're okay.
You see baseball players, football players, basketball players get taped up all the time. I'm not sure how much of it is prevention, how much of it is to deal with existing injuries. So do you recommend wearing a brace even if you've not had an injury in order to create stability within the ankle, particularly if you're a young athlete trying to avoid an ankle injury? Does it help?
I think wearing a brace would help. It's one of those cost-benefit things. So when you wear a brace, it does take a little bit away from your mobility. So, particularly in the sports where you need that first step, it limits your range of motion. So I don't have people wear ankle brace as a preventive thing. Now, if someone has sprained their ankle a number of times, yes, I say, well, you're healed from this, you don't have to, but it may not be a bad idea to just wear it. My daughter twisted her ankle many times doing sports, and she just always wore a brace when she played because it gave her, as well as me, that extra sense of security that maybe she wouldn't have another injury.
Final thing, which sport do you see the most ankle injuries in from a youth sports and a competitive perspective, and also where do you see most ankle injuries occurring outside of sports?
When I think about sports, soccer is probably the sport that I see the most injuries, because with things like lacrosse, it's more of a you step on something and you roll it. But soccer, you're hitting the ball. Two people hit the ball at the same time. Sometimes you miss, you hit somebody's leg instead. So I think soccer is probably the sport that I do see the most sports injuries, foot and ankle injuries. Now, outside of sports, probably the ice and the snow is what creates the most injuries.
I was going to say either that or hiking, because there is a tendency to roll an ankle on, particularly people who don't hike consistently, to not be paying attention, roll an ankle when they're going, particularly down the hill as well, but perhaps not as much.
I do see a fair amount of hiking injuries. However, usually when you're hiking, you've got pretty good ankle support because you're wearing some pretty good hiking shoes, boots that give you support. But, you know, now, you know, in terms, you know, we're in towards the end of September. Once we get that first snow and ice, we'll see a lot of ankle injuries.
Dr. Resnick, as always, great to see you. Look forward to talking again soon.
Absolutely.
Dr. Ron Resnick here at Concord Orthopedics. I am Chris Ryan. This hour, the program presented by the Concord Food Co-op as well as ARP New Hampshire. And that segment of the show brought to you by Concord Orthopedics.
You're listening to New Hampshire Now with Chris Ryan, presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council, and also this fall by Carter Hill Orchard.